We usually buy calves on a live weight basis, and usually it's just one morning a week. The calves are all 5 days old plus, and obviously we are buying for certain abattoirs, and that's how we determine they determine the price, and that's why how we pay for the calves.
So, in a sense, you're a bit of a middleman between the farmer and the abattoir.
Yes.
Yeah. And you see, I gather you're seeing fewer dairy calves coming through at the moment.
Definitely, it's probably due to two factors: the price of beef and the stock out there that people are and potential of rearing more calves, the bull calves to sell when they're at a weaning age or growing out to their 12 to 18 months of age, and getting more for their calves than selling them when they're a week old. Obviously, with milk prices also had a factor that people can justify maybe feeding a few more calves than selling, obviously, supplying milk.
So what kind of price differences are we talking if you look at, say, a 5 day old, a week old versus an animal that is a fair bit older?
Well, for what we pay over the scales, it's quite a bit because we're maybe potentially for a normal Friesian bull calf between $40 and $50, and if they get them to 12 weeks of weaning age in a store market at the moment, they're still making potentially between $400 and $500. So it's the time factor to rear them, but they're getting a lot more for them than just selling them as a week old calf.
I imagine too, maybe the seasonal conditions might be having a bit of an impact as well, in the sense that there's a fair bit of feed around, and it has been a pretty decent season in most areas.
Oh, definitely. And because there's also not a lot of beef, well, there is beef weaners around, but you're paying over $4 a kilo, where so you for a week old pure beef calf would be maybe $400, where you're buying a dairy calf for less than 100. So it's a price, where people can afford to. It's a way of getting in, and the only way to buy in at a low cost is to buy a dairy bull calves.
And are you seeing that the buyers, does it tend to be cattle buyers that are buying them, or is it dairy farmers that are holding onto them themselves?
Mainly dairy farmers and what we call, hobby farmers that just have maybe 15 or 20 acres, and to rear four or five calves as a way of sort of getting in and doing it themselves. So we have, it's sort of both. A lot of dairy farmers are rearing their probably their first 20 or 30 bull calves, and then selling off the rest and getting a good price for them.
So, how much do you reckon numbers would have dropped to you? Would you say, like a quarter, in half? What's a rough number?
Probably, over 60% this autumn, compared to last year.
Wow, that's a huge drop. Do you think is it a long-term trend?
I think it'll plateau out, but it was just price determined last year also with dairy cow, like chopper cows being so high last year. There was obviously quite a heavy cull last year, and that's also determined, the calves aren't coming in because the cows aren't there to calve down. So it's a double edge. It's sort of it'll take a while to build back up, but I think because of the price of beef and the store market, dairy calves will probably still have a bit of value for them for a few years to come.
Rod Caldwell, he's an independent stock agent from Northern Victoria. Well, Russell Hunter, the regional manager for animal health and welfare in the southeast of Victoria with Agriculture Victoria, says people do need a reminder that any bobby calves that leave a property need a National Livestock Identification Service tag.
We've noticed that the good autumn season has meant that the cattle prices are quite high, and there's a bit of demand for bobby calves going into beef rather than to slaughter via an ackery or an abattoir as they usually would.
And so, normally, if a bobby calf goes straight to an abattoir, does it need to have an NLIS tag?
Yeah, absolutely. So any cattle that leaves the property of birth has to be tagged with an NLIS tag. And that doesn't matter where it's going, whether it's going to an abattoir, a knackery, another property, or through a sale yard. If it's leaving the property of birth, any cattle have to be tagged with an NLIS tag.
Okay, and are you kind of urging a bit of a reminder, I suppose, that if there's this change in where some of these cattle are going, that still needs to take place?
That's right, yeah. It's just a reminder. Beef prices are high. There's a lot of animals moving through sale yards at the moment and changing hands, even not through sale yards. And it's just a general reminder to people that if an animal leaves the property of birth, it has to be tagged.
Is there a difference between, you just touched on, if you're going through the sale yards or selling direct, is there any difference on obligations there?
Absolutely. So if it's going through a sale yard, more often than not, the sale yard operator will manage the transfer of the data. So they'll scan the tags, they'll upload the information to the database, and then the job is done. If it's not going through a sale yard, say it's a private sale or it's just being transferred through an agent, not through a sale yard, then the transfer has to be done by the person that's introducing the animal to their property. If it is done through an agent, though, that service can be provided by the agent, but it's the obligation is on the person buying the animals to make sure that the transfer is done.
Is there a concern that that might not be taking place at the moment, that these the rates of people playing by the rules is dropping?
Sometimes we have a concern that these things aren't done as they ought to be. And where we do have a concern, we do look into it. But this is just a general reminder to make sure that people are aware of their obligations, because sometimes people simply aren't aware. And we're just trying to make sure that we get the word out there to make sure people understand what they've got to do.
So are there, what kind of penalties are there if people don't do the right thing?
A couple. They range from they can be official warnings through to a prosecution at court. It's a legal obligation to make sure animals that leave the property of birth are tagged with a functioning NLAS tag.